Welcome, everybody, to episode 524. This is episode 524, right, gentlemen? I don't even fucking know at this point. We've done so many. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Breakman, how are you?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
I've decided. Well, I'll get to my stinkos.
Okay, cool. I'm here. That sounds promising, man. I like when you know, you have a very passionate stinko that you talk about. So yeah, Eric, you were doing all right, better than last couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we get right into it, gentlemen? Get done with the small news cycle this week.
RPG News.
All right, Eric. Let's get started.
From RPG sites, we've got Evil Land is coming to consoles on in February, on February 8th, to be exact. It's 2 weeks from now. I'm wondering why it took so long for it to come to consoles, because it's kind of old at this point.
Yeah,
Evil Land and Evil Land 2, so I wonder if they're just bundling them together.
Yeah, Evil Land 2 looks quite a bit different, like graphically.
It's a lot better from what I hear.
Yeah, it looks better for sure, but looks like the first one is kind of a, you know, throwback, looks like 8-bit style, even not even a 16-bit style, maybe 16-bit, I don't know, but looks good.
It's bits. There's some bits there.
Bits. Yes, I'm sorry.
It goes in the 32-bit territory.
Oh, okay.
And it sort of apes the look and feel and the basic premise of Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Because the final boss kind of looks like Sephiroth.
Yeah. And it's got a little bit of Dragon Ball kind of feel to it, too, from what I see from the trailer. It's the first time I've seen the trailer as well.
That might be the second game, though.
Yeah, it could be. But looks the second one at least looks really good. I haven't heard much about the first, but if it was a package
maybe
deal,
maybe I can review this game.
Yeah,
like I own the first game on PC, but like the biggest issue for me is the lack of gamepad support.
Ah.
And the fact that I played it on my laptop and I can't transfer my saves over, so I don't mind starting it over.
Yeah,
it's not a very
old
game.
Yeah. Looks okay. I wouldn't if they put this in a package deal like on the Xbox or the PS4, I wouldn't mind it. So I don't know, would this be something you're interested in, Blake?
Absolutely. It looks like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah. I think so too. So all right.
How much are they gonna sell for them?
That's the thing. That's
they
probably...
Well, I think the original Evil Land was like $5 and like Evil Land 2 was like at least three times that much.
So maybe a $20 package for both. I mean, I think that would be fair. Maybe.
That's one of those things I'll wait for it to go on sale.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, of course. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
When it goes on sale.
Exactly.
Come just live from RPG site, Dragon Marked for Death. I like the title.
Yeah. What is it? You there, Break? Did we lose Breakman? I think we lost Breakman.
Did he get marked for death?
Breakman got marked.
No, I had to belch and mute myself.
Oh, okay.
I was trying not to be rude.
Be rude. We're all rude here. I mean, that's...
Physical Nintendo Switch game called Dragon Marked for Death. Sounds pretty awesome. Indie Creates has announced that the physical release of Dragon Marked for Death is set for March 26th. Oh, my fucking God. Goddamn you, RPG site, you tricked me. It would be $49.99. It's going to be a digital release, which will be sold on January 31st in two separate halves.
That's a lot for a game like this.
That is
a
lot.
I also think it might be a beefier game than Gunvolt was, because Gunvolt was only $30.
Yeah.
The retail edition, which is distributed by Nighthawk Interactive, bundles together all four characters as well as the additional quest DLC, which will be sold in separate digital packages. Wow, what an original title. Optional quest.
It better be double the beef for that price, $49.99. Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, continue.
Physical edition, you can also pick up the Striker Gear Pack within all initial print run copies of the game. Okay. Game overview. Dragon Mark for Death is a 2D side-scrolling action RPG game where you can play solo or up to four players in either local or online multiplayer. Well thought out. Challenging level designs based around intuitive 2D action-based gameplay await. This definitive version comes with all four characters. The additional quest DLC, I already said all that shit.
I know, man. I don't think you need to go through the bullet points here. But but like I said, that better be a fucking hefty side-scrolling action game for $50. Let's see, we got a couple of friends in chat. Looks like Commander Root made his or her way in there.
It may be like a Metroidvania type game.
Yeah.
No, it looks, by the screenshots, it looks interesting. I'd like to know more.
I would too, but I don't know if it's going to be worth the $49.99 price tag. It looks like Phil the Birdie, of course, is
in there. At least 10 of those dollars are probably like the Switch tax.
Yeah. Oh, so. Yeah. Wyland's in there. What's up, Wyland? Good friend Wyland. And Slow Cool.
So the first thing I did after going to that link, and I don't mean to move on, but I do, is the most bizarre picture I think I've ever seen.
But this game's also coming to the 3DS, so it's like, I wonder if the 3DS is getting retail as well.
Yeah. I think you're talking, Breakman, about Morero Chronicle Hyper for Nintendo Switch to be released digitally in Japan on January 31st. Comes to us from RPG site.
What the hell is that thing?
It's a four-titted mouse / goat / unicorn
thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's floating in the air.
It's one of those
holding
games.
A jar of honey or something, or maybe that's booze with a bell around its neck.
Yeah,
and big floppy ears like a bunny or something,
and a penis like, on the left. It looks like a bunch of penises. One on the left, a few on the right. There, it's just
they're mushrooms, but yeah, it's suggestive and it's intentional.
Yeah, probably, which is fine. That's all good. So it's from Compile Heart.
Freak is missing this. This is right up his alley.
Right up something of his, that's for sure.
I have the Vita version game, but I don't think I want to. And I also have the PC version of the game, which I still need to review, but I have not found time for.
Let's see. It was based on the original Morero Chronicle, which was previously released on PlayStation Vita, as Eric just said, and later on PC.
This is a furry game.
Player assumes the role of Io, an ordinary man who was forced by the town elder to embark on an adventure to save the world. As Io,
they're kind of furries, but they're monster girls, and they look more human than they don't. So
as Io cannot fight in battles, he enlists the help of monster girls that have come to help him by fighting in the front lines. While Io himself can still support them by giving items. I think he's a piece of shit making all the women do the work. That's what I'm saying.
Well, to be fair, his character is not a fighter at all.
Okay. I guess.
Does he at least do like the cleaning and go out and get the groceries and shit?
Yeah, and clean up the mess afterwards. You know,
like since he's not doing any of the hard work, he at least like clean up afterwards.
Exactly. Fucking
four. Or does he just sit back and watch?
And probably.
I think he might actually make the food too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. If he's cooking, that's fair.
As long as he doesn't shoot the food. You know, then I think he's... You know,
if he shoots the food, then they can shoot him.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless he throws the food at the enemy, then shoots it, and then he could use it as an explosive.
Exactly, there you go.
Like explosive diarrhea? Fatality.
Oh, God. All right, Eric, next story. I think that's all the diarrhea I can handle for right now.
Next story is from RPG Site, and it's the next game in the SteamWorld series. SteamWorld Quest, Hand of Gilgamesh. Get it?
Gilgamesh.
Okay. Yeah. Is a card-based RPG, much like Botan Kaitos, because it's still, like, doing the turn-based thing.
Yeah.
It says it turns to the RPG genre, but technically SteamWorld Heist was a strategy RPG.
Mm-hmm.
But So they use different cards that have different effects, much like I said, Baltic Kaios. And it's just 100 unique punch cards. Because they're machines, right?
Yeah. The minute you said card based, I think Break and I just kind of tuned out.
You don't like Baden Kaitos though?
Baden Kaitos, I remember that was a GameCube game, right?
And then there's Rune Kingdom and Rune Kingdom 2.
I wonder, the definition of card games becomes vague anymore because basically. Yeah. The South Park game I play, some people call it a card game, even though because you play card, the choose characters are playing different cards on a scale of energy or a time scale.
What was that? I think you just mentioned, Eric. Was that Fallen Kingdom, the card based game?
Yeah, Fallen Kingdom. That's the one.
Yeah, Fallen Kingdom was actually a really good card based game, but it wasn't. It didn't really play like that. It really did play like kind of an action RPG game, from what I remember, and I liked it quite a bit.
I don't like the Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, Yogi the Bear, and yeah, exactly.
Yogi playing Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, Boo-Boo. I think you played
the Hey, Boo-Boo!
I think you're cheating.
But yeah, Baden Kaitos was another good example. But those are the only two really, card games that I could really, really get behind. Like, I don't know. Just card games in general are not my cup of tea. But I will say one thing about this game. The art style looks really pretty. It's almost, if I dare go there, it's almost Vanillaware-esque in its artwork, which is a very high compliment because I love, Vanillaware art games, Dragon's Crown and, what was the other one? Odin Sphere. Odin Sphere is a great game.
And there's Muramasa.
Muramasa is the other one, yeah. Yeah, good games for sure. All right.
Then there's that real time strategy game Grim Grimoire.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't play much of that. I know.
And there's Prince's Crown, which was never released in the U.S. Unfortunately. Yeah.
All right. I think we're on to Breakman next.
And this is a short story coming to us live from RPG Site. CrossCode coming to Nintendo Switch in 2019. Deck 13 and Radical Fish have announced a 2D action RPG. Will release in 2019, as I just fucking said, and there's a video that Frank will play for the one person here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm playing this trailer for Wyland in chat. Hope you're enjoying this, Wyland. It's interesting. It is a 2D game, kind of top-down, I guess, is what you would say for this game, but it looks stylish.
It kind of reminds me of East.
Yeah, in a way, it does remind me of East. That's a good analogy, man.
Only this game looks a lot more fast-paced.
Yeah. This game is definitely fast-paced. Looks good, though. I wouldn't mind playing it. I really liked East. So, I'd play this for sure. So, there you go. Eric, let's move on.
Let's see. Yakuza Kiwami. Is coming out on Steam next month. So it's February 19th. And, let's see. This comes after the reveal of Catherine for Steam. So,
yeah.
Yay. Play Kiwami. It's a good game.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good as Zero, in my opinion, but, its story is at least better than Zero's.
Yeah. So I ask this question probably on a week to week basis. Of the PS4 Yakuza titles, what do I start with, Eric? I don't think I have Zero.
I keep telling you Zero.
Yeah, Zero. I know. I asked you. So Yakuza Zero, and then on to what? Yakuza Kiwami.
Yeah.
And then Kiwami 2, and then what?
4 or 5.
Or whatever.
Some people say you could skip 3 because some people consider 3 the low point in the series.
Ah, okay. But 3 is on PS4 or no?
And you could probably just read the story of 3 somewhere.
Yeah. Wyland.
I'd wait until the remaster, or rather the ports of 3 and 4 and 5 all hit PS4.
Yeah. I have Kiwami because I got the Steelbook on sale for $10 at Best Buy. I don't know how I got that steel. But, you know, and then, of course, it comes free on PS Plus. But speaking of PS Plus, Wyland says...
I do hate the fact that it says here that it's an uncapped frame rate. Because, I don't like that. There should be a target frame rate because uncapped means it could go very wildly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you'd have to do the digital analysis to figure out what some of these frame rates are in certain games. Wyland, good friend Wyland chat says, if you have PlayStation Plus, speaking of PlayStation Plus, Dead Cells is on sale, which is a good game. I think I'm going to pick that up, Wyland. So, yeah. And also,
I think it's so weird and gross that Resident Evil 2 has DLC.
Why is that weird and gross?
I don't think it's weird.
Because the original didn't have it, and I feel like some of the DLC might be like the hunk and tofu stuff.
Well, let's
like, why
wait.
Should I have to pay for this now?
Let's wait before we,
right.
before we
jump to conclusions. Yeah, I agree.
Or if they're like stupid costumes too, it's like, yeah, it's like stuff that used to be in the game that you now you have to buy.
Yeah, Wyland would know what the DLC is. Let us know what the DLC is and if it's worth it, Wyland, because he has it. Wyland also said that he thought that CrossCode looked kind of cool, and I agree. I think it looks cool. I'm probably going to check that out, but I definitely want to check out Dead Cells so I can probably throw my controller clear across the room like I normally do.
So, I got that on a Switch, though, so that's a game that's probably better for portable play.
Yeah.
Play quick session and then just put it in sleep mode.
Dead Cells, yeah, I probably would rather get that on the Switch as well, but I don't know. It's kind of tempting to get it with that. I think it's like $10, if I remember correctly. Wyland, correct me if I'm wrong. All right. Next story, Breakman.
Ooh. This next story has my interest piqued. Coming to us live from RPG site, Landgresser 1 and 2 demo for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch. Never mind. Fringe fan. Shara Annie has announced they released demo for Landgresser 1 and 2 for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch on September? No, February 7th. All right.
Yeah,
it'll be both available on PlayStation Store and Nintendo eShop. The demo will have the first three stages of Landgresser 1, as well as stages 4 through 6 of Landgresser 2. The former is to introduce the story and world settings of the series, while the latter is to show the strategy RPG gameplay features that have been revamped in this remake. Mm-hmm. It will also allow players to have a sneak peek on Classic Mode, the Day 1 exclusive bonus on the full release, which brings back the original character designs made by Satoshi Yoshihara.
Yeah, not too bad.
Demo has some hidden unlocked content, and Shara Annie is also planning to add a feature to link this demo with the upcoming full game.
That's really cool.
Meaning you can save your data and just carry it over.
Yeah.
The full release will be on April 18th.
Oh, cool. That's cool. In Japan. So if you're
no localization announced yet.
This game has to at least be better than that terrible 3DS game.
Yeah.
I'm looking like the strategy RPG, and I'm just having like flashbacks, like old school real time strategy games, sort of like a maybe Ogre Battle type thing.
Yeah, we need to start a GoFundMe for your Switch and PS4, Breakman. Because get with the program, man.
I just need to walk behind a Best Buy truck.
I need to add a Suido to my list.
Yeah, go for it, man. Wyland says DLC is costumes, the original soundtrack swap. That's kind of cool. I don't know why that's in DLC though. And Samurai Edge versions of the guns, whatever that means. And he says,
so now, like, his guns, like, when you get a pistol weapon, you slice them up and shit.
That would be cool shit if that was the case. Like, if they did a full-on Bloodborne whip blade thing? That would be sweet. He says, LOL, Arclay Sheriff costume for Leon makes him look like Rick from The Walking Dead. that's good, man. I like that. All right, last story.
Does he talk like Rick, too?
Yeah.
So what? There's a soundtrack swap, which I'm guessing means you can play the game with the original soundtrack.
Yeah, that's a cool
something
touch.
That should be in the full game. It's like, Captain, you're gross.
Yeah, that is a gross
DLC. All
this
DLC is garbage. It should be in the game.
Most of it. I mean, costumes, I can understand because there's a big, like,
There is in-game costumes, then these are just additional costumes that you have to pay.
I think these are additional.
Can I ask them, though, why would you care about the original soundtrack in a remake? Like, this is for a PlayStation 1 game. Like, the remastered remake soundtrack should be better, shouldn't it?
Well, technically. I mean, sometimes they aren't, though.
Well, they mostly are. But, I mean, I guess for nostalgia reasons.
Because the remastered soundtrack to Final Fantasy X isn't as good as the originals in many cases.
Hmm. Okay. All right, last story.
Ouch, really?
Yeah, wow.
How did they fuck that up? That's a great soundtrack.
It is a good soundtrack.
Yeah. Because they went for the reinterpretation route rather than the recreation route.
All right, last story for today, guys.
On the other hand, like Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2's revamped soundtracks are better.
Okay.
Not in all cases, but for most cases.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you finished?
Yeah.
All right. Last story, guys. It comes to us from everybody's favorite website, Silicon Era. Nekopara Volume 2 heads to PS4 and Switch in English, Japanese, and Chinese on February 14th. So I just said that. Here's a look at some of the screens, and it's just a lot of – looks like furry fan service is what it looks like, which is, I guess, okay for some people. But game is currently available for PC via Steam, will be available as a digital title for both PS4 and Switch for $15. That's not bad. New release will also come with a brand new opening movie and theme song performed by Miyuki Hashimoto called Tokimiki Emotion. So there you go. You get the extra song with that version of the game.
If you want the erotic content, get the PC version.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably would recommend that.
And get it on Denpasoft, because they're the ones that sell that version. And, you know, like, I wouldn't trust Valve to, like, allow you to get the uncensored patch.
I have a beef with YouTube. Why is it that we can see video game nudity on YouTube, but we're not allowed to see real nudity on YouTube?
A clip on Twitter of somebody on Twitch. I don't know what game they were playing, but there was nudity in the game, and they were just using their face to try and cover up the nudity the whole time, which is pretty funny.
That's funny. Yeah, you can't
ban me,
Twitch.
Don't ban me. Look, I'm covering up. Yeah. No, it's over here.
Yeah, I hate that, man. I wish
see nothing.
If I wish Twitch would like do a thing where, like, if you say your thing is, could be sexual situations or nudity with video games, like, you wouldn't get in trouble. Like, that would be, you know, if the game says sexual situation, like, for instance, like a Grand Theft Auto, you know what I mean? I mean, you know what you're getting into with that. So if you're on that channel, you should, you should be able to.
We live in a backward-ass world.
We totally do.
Blood and guts is A-okay, but
titties,
God, you show a nipple. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of nipples.
Japan, it's reverse. Like, please, no violence.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Then again, their stuff is still censored and when it comes to adult content.
I know, it's so weird. It's so weird. All right. Anyways, here's
Homie, don't play that.
There are a bunch of homie discounts on PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo. Too many to list. Gosh, I can't keep up with them all, guys. Like, I was looking through the PlayStation.
I'm pretty sure Mortal Kombat 11 is being banned in Japan because of its violence setting.
Oh, dear Lord. Don't they have, like, a wuss button so that you could turn off the blood or something over there? Like, I thought that was the thing. Like, you know, come on. Come on, Japan. Jesus, get with the program.
I think the very fact that, like, even if there were an option, like, the very fact that you could play with the violence on would still give it that rating.
We're going back to the days of blood codes, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And you know what's funny is they're A-okay with Resident Evil 2. And Resident Evil 2 looks gory as all get out, man. It looks fucking crazy, which is good. I mean, I like that, but I mean,
I don't know. I think 11's probably going to be gorier just because of the fatalities.
Ugh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, I get their difference. Like, the fatalities are blatant. You're murdering somebody in the most horrifying, disgusting
but
way.
But so what? Don't
but,
play
but
it.
But it's okay if you're killing zombies.
Yeah, exactly. If you're killing
zombies.
Yeah, zombies
are monsters. They're not actual people type thing.
Oh, dear
Lord. That's their distinction, I'm getting.
But most of the characters in Mortal Kombat aren't even real. Like, fucking Raiden, you know? I mean, come on. He's like a dude made...
They're still human-looking, though.
Oh, dear Lord.
So is the new Sonya modeled after...
Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
I know,
which
like...
is gross because she's a Trump supporter.
And I did
I know she's the voice actor, but I didn't realize she was like the...
I think
mom
she's... Yeah.
Until I saw the character, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and I think Terry Crews is doing Jax as well, if I'm not
That'd
mistaken.
Be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was cool, too. I was looking at the... PlayStation said there was something that was really good. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I don't see it here. If I remember it, I'll definitely let you guys know. It wasn't anything super spectacular, but I know God of War was like $25, which I've seen it a little bit cheaper. You know, stuff like that. But anyways.
I have a weird... I mean, I normally don't subscribe to conspiracy theories, but I postulate that the reasons Japan's been really weird on the like the erotic content on stuff like PS4 and stuff like that is because they want to look good for the Olympics.
Oh, dear Lord. That really... I mean, that's their reasoning because of the fucking Olympics that puts companies into fucking way more debt than what
like,
they need.
And there's money to be made during the Olympics time. So, yeah. So a corporation's going to do what they're going to do to get as much support as possible.
Oh,
and that
brother.
Means appearing friendly.
Ugh. Weiland says, you could have had some nobody from Timbuktu, voice Sonya, and it would either be just as good or better. Yeah, I kind of agree, Weiland. I don't know why they spent the money on Ronda Rousey. Maybe just because she's kind of a hot commodity right now. Freak 5 is in chat.
Is she really, though?
Yes, absolutely. She's a huge property. I mean, like, her brand right now is really, really
She's
smoking.
Been on WWE for, like, the last year.
Yeah, she's already women's champ. I mean, her brand is definitely strong, no question. So maybe that lends to more sales. I don't know. We'll have to see the sales numbers when they come out.
Because it works so well with Keith Sutherland doing the voice of Snake.
Yeah, but I think this is a little different. This is a little different.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of that, like, celebrities just because of their name getting voice acting roles, you know. There are a lot of roles where they're just completely out of place as that character.
All right, looks like Freak Five's in chat, and also Dungeon is in there as well. Welcome, gentlemen, to the chat room. Weiland says Ronda's so mepic. Yeah, I figured as much.
Mepic.
Yeah, exactly.
So meh.
Meh pick. Yeah, exactly. All right, Breakman.
Twitter comment.
Any Twitter comments?
There's actually one from Dungeon Buster, and I kind of need an explanation because it's probably about something we said last week, and you know I don't remember yesterday. He's from Dungeon Buster, at Dungeon Buster on Twitter. Can you hear me? Pilot with 3 strikes.
Oh, I know what that's in reference to. I didn't see that Dungeon, but I was watching Dungeon play Ace Combat, and he was fighting this like glider boss. It was weird. It was like it looked like a 10 engine at least, or 10 fanned engine kind of glider type thing, and he was down to like the last 2 engines, and like this big ass fucking laser like chopped his plane in half, man. And I was like, what the that was fucking bullshit, man. He wasted all that time fucking trying to take down this goddamn boss, and that last little fucking stupid laser got him, man. I was like, man, that was some BS right there. But that's, I think that's what that's in referral to. Weiland says, or Dungeon says, did not know Rousey was in the WWE. Yes, she's the women's champ right now.
She's apparently leaving soon. Like, this is just her next stop on her superstar tour type thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt she goes back to UFC. She's got some unfinished business there.
She's probably got movies coming up.
Movies, yeah. Weiland says there was a rumor that when they started production of the game, it coincided with the voice actor strike and they knew people in place. Yeah, some of the voices from the previous games got replaced. That wouldn't surprise me, Weiland. Yeah, it was in Dungeon says it was in reference when you messaged me. Caught up with messages after, and I saw you were watching. Had to tweet back. Yeah, it's all good, Dungeon man. Dungeon is a fucking great player to watch. Like when he goes into games blind, everybody should watch him on Twitch. Like he's very very keen on what to do most of the time. And he's a very good player. There's just no question about it. All right, guys, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what Breakman has been playing.
Mostly the same stuff. Actually, okay, all the same stuff.
Okay, so like Andromeda.
Yeah, there have been some updates to South Park game where they've had like a team war type thing. It's no big deal. But I was an idiot while playing Mass Effect earlier this week. So it was late at night, or getting late, and I was tired, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn it off. And right before I was about to turn it off, I kind of ran into a situation that I didn't mean to go to, like a cut scene. I'm like, ah, shit. Okay, well, I'm gonna turn it off. Just pick one real quick. And like, okay, well, now this cutscene's getting longer. Okay, what the shit? I got to go to bed. Wait, what? Now I'm in love with this character? What the hell did I do? Okay, well, now I got to turn this shit off. So I turned it off, like, before the cutscene ended. And I'm like, okay. Well, it probably didn't save. So,
oh,
you know,
no. That sucks.
Of course it saved.
Oh, damn it.
I only had a couple saves, so I had to go back a few days. I was like, fuck.
Damn it.
Just so I'm not in romance. Because what happened, when I turned it back on, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in the same room. I don't know. I go back and talk to that character, and she's fine. Like, nothing happened. And I go back and talk to the one I'm trying to romance, and then she's like, nothing happened. I'm like, what? Now nobody loves me? What the fuck did I do?
You talked your way out of sex, Breakman. Freak5 says, when is her sex tape coming out? Referring to Ronda Rousey. Yeah, that's what I want to know. When's her sex? Because they all have them. I mean, come on. Dungeon said, I saw that laser coming too, but reflexes failed him. That's what happens when you get old, Dungeon. You don't have quite the reflexes. Although I will say, Dungeon, your reflexes are much better than mine. Like, I was watching what you were doing in that game, and you were whipping that fucking boss's ass, man. It's just crazy. But anyway, so yeah, you've been on the Mass Effect and Canada. Yeah.
So now I'm contemplating, like, because that one, like, the blue alien girl has been throwing herself at me at this point, and I'm like, well, the human chick isn't like biting, it seems like she seemed like she liked me a little bit, and every time I go to talk to her, nothing. So maybe I should just let the blue alien chick jump me. I don't know.
Dungeon Buster says Break accidentally romances the wrong dudes. I mean, yeah. He says character. I'm just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's a character.
There is one character, one guy, like every time I come up to him, the option to romance him is there. I'm like, what? Why? Every single time. Like, no. Like, learn. No, game, no.
You should just go with it, man. Just go with it. Go with it in game.
I was thinking, like, next time I play this game, I'm just going to go romance every single character and see what happens. See if it starts fights with
this
everybody.
Reminds me of when Panda was playing Dragon Age and she couldn't romance anybody to save her life.
Yeah, that does remind me, man, of that. Yeah, I remember that. All right. So,
like, I want to see if it'll start a war. Like, I saw him first. Like, he's my man.
Starts
ladies, like, no, don't kill each other. Oh, well, I guess guys, you're the ones left. Hey.
Intergalactic war based on Breakman's and Mass Effect sex life. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I've just been playing more let's see,
Dungeon.
London Mysteria, Detective, London Detective Mysteria, and, I had it here, but now I lost it.
Tales of Vesperia, Definitive Edition.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Is that?
I played a tiny bit of Senran Kagura Renewal, but I didn't put it in here, because I only played, like, the first mission, because, like, I already played Burst on my 3DS, and this is just that with Estival's Engine, so it's like I don't really need to play anymore after that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see how it played, and it plays fine.
Yeah. Dungeon says BioWare wants to make absolutely sure you have every opportunity to booty. Yeah, exactly. And then Freakbite says, that's how I played Fable. Romance everyone. Why not? Shit. Who cares? fucking video game. All right. I've been playing a little bit of MPQ. I don't know if I mentioned last week, but I beat God of War, and I got the fucking Platinum Trophy. I finally beat the goddamn Valkyrie Queen, which was a pain in the ass. That fucking boss is a big pain in the ass. But
is that what that yell I heard was?
Yeah, you heard me yelling.
Like, finally! Okay, now I know.
Yes, I mean, Bernie was watching me, man, and I was like...
That was really loud, dude. I heard it all the way in Ohio.
All the way in Cincinnati, yeah, exactly, man. I shook the whole earth with that, man. It was crazy. I'd like 4 or 5 times in a row, and this is about after probably 40, 50 times playing this goddamn boss. You'd think I'd learn after, like, you know, 10, but no, of course, I just do the same fucking thing every fucking time, and it gets me in the same fucking place. But I got lucky. Like, I got her down to, like, a sliver of health, and I did some slowing down of time.
I had that relic on that regenerates health to help me out.
I had the relic that slowed down time a little bit, and that's what I did, and then I just did the runic attacks, and I kicked her ass.
And I had Ratatosk set for... Atreus to just summon Ratatosk and like pick up health pickups on the ground.
Yeah, I had to pick up a couple of those too.
And then I used Berserk mode.
I barely had enough health to win that battle. But anyways, I'll have a review of that game in a bit. Detention, which I played and beat, so I'll have that review. And I got into a game called, and I think I'm almost done with it as well, but it's called Oxenfree. I don't know if anybody's heard of that game, but it's really good, man. It's, I guess, like a point-and-click side-scrolling adventure game is the best way that I can put it, but with some X-Files vibes. It's written really well, and it plays pretty good. It's weird as shit, but it's fun. And I'll have a review for that next week, most likely. So why don't we get right into our reviews?
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, reviews. I mentioned, let me go ahead and do mine first, Eric, and then I'll let you do your Crazy Rich Asian one. I'm going to do mine kind of quick fire here. God of War is a great game. If you don't already have it, it's on sale now. That was one of the PlayStation homie discounts. That's $25, $24.99, I believe, right now if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber. I highly recommend it. It's worth $25. It's a great game. It's really good. You know, it's a typical God of War. But although, I will say the one thing that knocks it down just a little bit, in my opinion, is the fact that it's not quite as epic in scale with the bosses and the, like, the extra big characters that they normally have there. There was one dragon battle.
Pretty sure that's intentional narrative.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I understand it, but I do miss that about the previous games. Like, I like the scale of something like God of War 3, where you're fighting a titan and you're basically battling on his body to get to the point where you could destroy that titan. But it's an excellent game by every measure. I give it a 9.5 out of 10. I would have given it a perfect 10 if I had a little bigger scaled enemies like the dragon. Like, there was one really good dragon fight in there, and I kind of wish I had a couple more bosses like that to make it really, really epic. But it is an epic game in almost every detail. It's
like, I think the whole point of the game is they're trying to keep a low profile.
Yeah, they were. And I understand, and I give them a lot of credit, but that's something that I do miss. Like, I don't miss Kratos always wanting to be, like, super angry all the time. That was a good change of pace. But like I said, the scale could have been amped up a little bit. Maybe they're holding back for future sequels, which are already in the work. And you know, if you played that game through the end and got the special ending, you kind of know where they're going. So 9.5 out of 10. It's a great game. I think I gave it Game of the Year last year when we did our show a few weeks back for Game of the Year 2018. Another game I played that if I would have played in 2018, I don't know exactly when it came out on the PS4, but Detention. Detention's a nice little scary action kind of point-and-click adventure-type game, and it was super surprising. I liked... the game quite a bit. It had a lot of really kind of scary moments, a lot of poignant moments, unexpected poignant moments in the game. I give it a solid 8 out of 10. It's kind of it basically revolves around the Chinese occupation of Taiwan at the time all that shit was going on, and it I'm not going to spoil too much of the plot because that's the whole game. I don't want to get into it.
And people in chat are complaining about the Resident Evil tank controls, but I don't have a problem with them. I mean, maybe
then you were wrong.
maybe Resident Evil 4 and 5 and 6 tank controls versus 1 and 2s and 3s, but or even Code Veronica. But although Code Veronica kind of goes more 3D.
Yeah, Dungeon says a generation of gamers had to put up with tank controls because it's all we had and we liked it. Because back in the day, that kind of made the games like a little more claustrophobic.
No, it was because back in the day, we only had one stick.
Yeah, that's true too. But
or no stick, even. We didn't have any analog sticks. Like, right. They hadn't figured that out for whatever fucking reason. Right. Even though joysticks had been around forever.
Yeah, I understand that, Break, but I think that brought a little bit of the tension to those games, you know, and that's why people kind of let it pass. But I'm with Dungeon Buster. I don't like tank controls. He said he had to put up with those in Tomb Raider. Yeah, that's true, too. So I like the way that they're redoing
these games. I like those original – back in the original PlayStation days, I loved those games until we started playing games without tank controls, and we're like, oh –
that's how a game should play. Controls. Yeah, exactly. And I
that, you're right, exactly. Like, that's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And then now with this I'm hearing a lot of good positives from this RE2. They basically kept all that tension with modern controls and modern gaming, which if you're going to do a remake, that's the way you should do it. And I'm glad that they did a good job with the game. I'm hearing nothing lower than like 9s on that game. So I'm excited. I want to play it. I still have the. I downloaded. I don't know if it's still good, but I downloaded the demo, and I don't know if I fucked myself for not playing it that weekend because I heard that that was the only weekend you could play it. But I downloaded. I should be able to still play it. So hopefully I will. When we had better option, goodbye tank controls. Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you have a review of Crazy Rich Asians. And actually, I had real quickly, if you haven't seen the I Spit on Your Grave remake, I would recommend watching it. It's actually pretty fucking good. It's a little hard to watch based on the content. It's more adult oriented horror involving a rape scene. But if you can get past that, it is fucking good. And part 3 is basically a sequel to the first part. Just skip 2. 2 is ridiculous and not very good. But 3 is good. And it's kind of a continuation, although I did not like the ending of 3. But the kills in 3, there is one kill that I'm surprised more people don't talk about now of all time kills. So definitely worth the watch. I give them 7 out of 10. So recommend. All right, Eric. Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians is a movie about a family that comes from a very successful Chinese family who immigrated to Singapore, I guess, at some point. And they managed to pretty much buy up all the land there. So they're like, they're responsible for practically all the development there. But at least in the fiction of this movie. But it starts back in 1995. In London, where they went to this hotel, and apparently she was there to pass for the guy who owned a hotel chain to pass on ownership to an Eleanor Young, and then they go back to present day where the male lead Nick Young, who's supposed to be the heir, is like with his girlfriend in New York, and he asks if they want to go back to Singapore because his friend Colin is getting married. It's like the thing with Singapore is that it used to be owned by the British Empire, so there's lots of British people there, and even Chinese people with British names. Anyway, so they go to Singapore for that guy's wedding, and his mom basically wants him to finally take the reins of the family business. and there's and his girlfriend has to deal with the challenges of being part of a being in the relationship with this really rich guy and having to deal with all the bullshit that comes with it, including people who like accuse her of being a gold digger and pull mean pranks on her. And which is like very immature considering like these people are probably in their mid 30s, close to my age. But you'll see how ridiculous ridiculously rich these people are. But I think the best part of the movie is I'm not Asian myself, so I don't know like how accurate like conservative Christian Chinese families operate in the upper crust. But I did see a little bit of like at least a kernel of truth to how some Asian families act in regards to like what it means to like have a duty to your family. But like this lady basically kind of treats her sons kind of like a like I guess since he's the heir, she treats him basically tries to guilt him at every turn to like inheriting the company and carrying on with the business because like that's his duty. Like everybody has a role and a purpose, and like that's very like conservative and gross and manipulative, and it seems like to be the antithesis of what you'd expect a family to operate in. Like she basically wants to make him a slave to the idea of a family rather than like actually being happy. And she basically like it comes to the point where gets to the point where he wants to propose to her, but like the family doesn't really accept her because like she thinks that she's a distraction from his ability to run the company.
Oh boy! So that's a tale as old as time. Yeah. Okay. So what are you giving Crazy Rich Asians, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about that movie. I should rent it.
It's almost exactly 2 hours long. It's like 2 hours and 39 seconds long.
That's weird. Yeah.
That's with credits, though, so slightly less without credits.
Gotcha. Is there any end credit stingers, like Crazy Rich Asians 2 style?
This is not a fucking comic book movie.
I'm just fucking with you, Eric. Jesus Christ. All right, so 9 out of 10 for Crazy Rich Asians. All right, let's move on to... All right, Break, do you have a high escapade this week?
Not really.
What about you, Eric?
No.
All right, I do. I call this one Sexual... Harassment, and I'll tell you why as soon as I tell you.
Oh boy, I bet I know what this is about.
Well,
let me get my puke bucket ready.
How dare you?
I don't know if Shadow of the Colossus 2 is, or for the PS4, is like a true remake. I think they used a lot of the like same code from the original PS3 remaster.
No.
and then they severely tweaked it afterwards.
Maybe, but that's still like they from the bottom up, man. That was they did a good job with that. Whatever the case is, but anyways, let me move on to sexual harassment. All right, so Bernie and I are laying down and we're watching a movie. And, you know, she's kind of got her head on my chest or whatever. And all of a sudden, like, I hear, ow! And I look down. And I'm like, what's the matter? He's like, she goes, I don't know if it's your hair or my hair that was in my face. And immediately I'm like, Bernie, you're the one that said, ow. So if you pulled someone's hair... It would stand to reckon that it was your hair that you pulled. And sure enough, it was her hair that she had pulled.
How's it sexual then? Like, where's the sexual part?
Well, you know, she had her chest on my head and, you know.
And I was trying to make out with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and she was trying to make out with me, she says. So there you go. So, That's why. And then plus it was just a play on words, Eric. Sexual harassment. So, yeah, she pulled her own hair.
I think that's what Bayonetta does when she uses her hair to kill enemies.
So you're saying Bernie is the next Bayonetta? Okay, I can see that, I guess. All right. Well, she'd be a danger to herself, though, man. You know. But, yeah, so, yeah. So she pulled her own hair and didn't realize she pulled her own hair is what I'm kind of getting at. So there you go. All right. Let us move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Stinko of the Week, Breakman. Do you have one?
Right now it's weddings. We're talking about weddings in chat.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that's, you know.
Well, and reception, it's not that the food sucks, it's that it's just
it usually
plain.
Sucks.
The food usually does suck because it's always what, like, probably what the fiance wants, the wife. She usually, like, you know, says what she wants at
the
reception.
The food I had was good. It's just that it was, well, it's food you basically expect to find in a
reception. How many weddings have you been to, though?
So, therefore, it's boring.
But how many weddings have you been to, and how often is the wedding food not good? Like I've been to like a couple weddings that have had good food. Like I think the last wedding I went to had good food. I think I can't remember.
But for the most part, I agree with you, Breakman. Yeah. I've been to quite a few. It's
again for the most part, it's like ugh. And then they play the crappy dance music. Like there's a lot of line dancing type stuff. And I don't mean like the country line dancing. I mean like the
electric slide shit.
Yeah, electric slide. Exactly, that stuff.
Oh, God.
Compared to the food we had at the restaurant we went to the night before the wedding, it was not good, though.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Sounds like you have shitty, cheap-ass friends getting married.
Well, I mean, not everybody can have, like, crazy, rich Asian friends, freak vibe, so, you know. But yeah, most weddings I've been to, like a lot of times it's like, what do they call that? Like potluck, like where everybody brings shit. And it's like, no, man, fucking cater in some shit, like from someplace good. Sons of bitches. Like spend less money on your goddamn honeymoon and more on the goddamn food for us. Okay. That's what it should be. I mean, it's all about us.
A lot of
time,
I barely know anybody there, if I know anybody at all. You know?
Yeah. It's like it's always awkward. Like every fucking wedding I've ever been to has been like fucking awkward and weird and stupid.
Or going to like a coworker's wedding, like hey, I'm here. Yay! Let's try not to talk about work.
The only thing that sucked about my going to my sister's wedding reception is that I didn't drive myself, so I couldn't just leave whenever I wanted.
Oh dear Lord, that sucks even worse.
Elementary school when my sister got married.
Dungeon says, "Is it so wrong to find myself at a reception thinking?" I wonder how many levels I could be grinding. Dungeon, absolutely not. That's how I feel most anywhere I go is how much further in the game I could have been as opposed to being right here, right now. That, you know, that's why I can't wait till I get, like, my own house because then I just do what I want to do when I want do what I want to do when I want to do it. You know, I'm making a little ditty song there. But, I don't know. I agree. Like, a lot of times my head does wander to video games. Like, I could be at shopping for clothes or something. I'd be like, God damn it, right now I could be
I didn't have to worry about a wedding reception with my brother's wedding because he just got married in Chapel in Vegas.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So we just went to restaurants to eat.
Yeah, that's even better. Like, when they invite you to restaurants and they pay for it, that's even better. Freak Vibe says, I went to a wedding in Vegas. The reception was at one of the buffets, which every casino that that's the Rio. That one, the Rio buffets. Has the biggest fucking buffet ever. It's the biggest in the world, and it's awesome.
I don't know why casino buffets have the greatest buffets, but they do.
They do. They really do. They had like fucking ostrich there and like all this weird fucking food, buffalo and all this weird shit, man.
For people who don't gamble or don't like gambling,
go for the food. Yep, I agree. I totally agree.
Where's the Caesar's buffet? Is it in the Caesar's Palace?
The one that Freak 5 is talking about is in the Rio, right off of the Strip. About a block away from the Strip is the Rio. It has the biggest buffet in the world, and it's fucking worth every penny. Whatever you pay for that buffet, it's good.
When we went, we weren't on the other side of the Strip, so yeah. I have to Take some traveling.
Yeah, but so what, dude? Just take the quick cab ride there or something. It's worth it, man. Next time you're in Vegas, we should do a RP Grinders from Vegas, man. We should, like, meet up in Vegas and do it from there. That'd be fucking sweet. Let's do that this year, guys. Why not?
Although we had some decent buffets, but they're probably nothing like what you're describing.
Oh, no, no. The real buffet is the biggest in the world, dude. Like, it is literally fucking huge. When you're on YouTube, look at it. Dungeon says Caesar's buffet is insane. He goes, oh, you're here for breakfast? Well, we have steak and hamburgers, too, and so much more. Yeah, he said
he also says, hey, most casinos have Titanic buffets. Yeah, they do. And it's usually good. He said, hell yes. Capitalism is the win.
It is. It's
Golden Corral.
It's kind of – no, dude. It makes Golden – all any of those buffets make Golden Corral look like fucking tiddlywinks, man. It's like crazy. It's fucking crazy Golden Corral. Yeah.
What I was trying to say is, like, it's not just like a buffet type food. Like, the food there is good.
Yeah, dude. It's good food. It's not.
It's like, oh man, like, this is delicious. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like cuisine, like buffet cuisine. Like, you know, not the normal kind of steaks. And like I was just saying, like, they even had like shit. I mean, I didn't eat it because it looked a little too raw for me. But like ostrich, where the fuck can you get ostrich to eat? You know what I'm saying? Like
Austria.
Austria. Yeah, exactly, man.
Okay, it freaks out me on this one. He said some receptions do have open bars.
There you go.
That one. That's good.
Can't
that's
complain good with that. But not very many, man, because they're cheapos, man.
I say Austria instead of Australia.
I don't think
because
it's cheap. It's
chances are it's more likely to have been imported there because of the relative proximity to Austria or Australia.
I guess, man. All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinkos of the week are the fact that Metroid Prime 4 has been restarted in its development, so it's not coming out this year.
Boo!
And depending on how well the development goes now, it might not even come out 2020.
They must have really fucked up because, man.
At least they're scrapping everything and starting over.
Yep, yeah. Starting over.
So it's probably going to be at least
2020. And they're starting over with Retro Studios, which makes me ask the question, why didn't they do that from the beginning?
Yeah, Retro should have done it.
Is it because Retro was working on the Switch port of Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze or something else?
I don't know, but Retro should have been ahead of that development from the get. They did a good job with the other Prime games, so I don't know. I'm glad it's in Retro's hand, and I'm with you, Breakman. I think 2020 is when it's coming out, which is fine. That's fine by me. Yeah, Dungeon says it was wild news. First time I've heard of Nintendo literally scrapping a project and starting over. It must have really sucked. Freak 5 says my stinko is fucking pedestrians walking in the middle of the fucking street. Well, if they're walking in the middle, I totally agree. Crosswalk all
well,
the way.
Well, I don't know. Technically, Star Fox 2 became Star Fox 64, so.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Earthbound 64 became Mother 3, but like. That was a big gap in between the cancellation of that and then the release of Mother 3.
Yeah. All right, Eric, do you have any more stinkos before I get on to my stinko?
No stinkos.
Okay. Mine is the fucking manager idiot at KFC. Mm. Today, you know, for time reasons, I had to go to KFC. Plus, I like KFC. I know it's horrible for you, but whatever. Went there, and Bernie is ordering at the, the intercom thing, whatever. And, the drive-through, whatever they call it, intercom. And the guy, like, was not patient at all. Like, he was just, wanting her to give the order, like, in 2 seconds. And, there were things to ask, like, what kind of drink do you want, et cetera, et cetera. And so I very specifically said diet root beer, because it's kind of one of those hybrid KFC / A&W root beer, and A&W has the best root beer of any fucking root beer out there. So I specifically get diet root beer there, and that's what I wanted. And we get up to the window after him being super fucking impatient, and Bernie wanted to change her order to a meal instead of what did you get? I think you got the famous bowl, that bowl that they have with the mashed potatoes and gravy and chicken and stuff. And she wanted to change it into, sorry for all my nasaliness, it's allergies, but she wanted the meal, and he was kind of giving her a hard time in the drive-thru window. And I was like, dude.
You know, no, you know, he wanted the card before we
even... Yeah, he wanted the card before she even had a chance to say anything. And he was just being kind of like, I know, I understand it's a drive-thru and you want to be quick, et cetera, but he was just being really rude. And so we end up getting our food. No receipt, mind you, because I was going to kind of comment, and this is a manager. He definitely had a manager tag on his fucking thing. And, you know, so then we get home, and I end up having Diet Pepsi instead of fucking Diet Root Beer, which was super disappointing. But you know how, like, sometimes you have the taste for something in your mouth and you can't wait to, like, eat or drink something because you want that taste? That's how I felt. And I didn't get it. And it fucking sucks because it's the best root beer ever. It's, like, right out of the tap type shit. I don't know. It's just different. I don't know if they put more syrup or whatever the fuck they do. But it tastes good at the restaurant. That's what I wanted, and I didn't fucking get it. And I didn't get a receipt either, which fucking sucks. So, fuck you, KFC, and fuck you, manager at KFC. So, there you go. All right, let's move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
You're sweet of the week, break, man.
I guess it's that they got their deal done for now. It's a temporary deal until they shut the government back down. And also that they busted Roger Stone.
Oh, those were mine as well. You hit on my both of my sweetos. We might as well talk about this together, Brake.
What's best about the Roger Stone is people have been floating the clip of him saying, "Look, Mueller, here's some Russian vodka. Go ahead and bust me."
Yeah. Roger Stone has been a piece of shit since the fucking Nixon years, all right? If anybody doesn't know who Roger Stone is, do a little bit of research on how shady this fucking guy is. He goes on the fringe of being arrested. He's been on the fringe of being arrested for fucking decades, literally decades. He is a slimeball, scumbag Republican operative. And I don't say that just because he's a Republican, because there actually are some, not very many now, but there are some decent Republicans in our government. But he's the one of the worst of the worst. And look no further than him endorsing the Cheeto in Chief as being, you know, kind of an indicative of his involvement in that whole campaign. And I mean, this is a guy who has a fucking tattoo of a criminal on his back. He has a tattoo of fucking Richard Nixon. That's got to tell you everything you need to know about Roger Stone. If you want to know more...
They're falling down. Like everybody associating with Trump, they're falling down.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says, but remember, all the best people. Yeah, he's going to get all the best people. So that is my sweeto of the week as well, Breakman. And I think, I hope... you know, I don't make any illusions. Roger Stone is probably going to weasel his way out of this, just like he weasels his way out of every other fucking situation he's ever
like
been in.
I was thinking the same thing with a lot of these guys. Like, I hope, like, they really, truly punish him and that they don't get away with it.
I hope that he at least just gets one felony verdict against him so we can call him a felon, which I've been wanting to call Roger Stone a felon for a very long time, because he really is a piece of work, man. And then you mentioned that the government shutdown is over, and I put in quotes for now because it's only till the 15th. But the one good thing is that the people that didn't get paid are going to get their back pay. So that is very good, because some of those people, I mentioned it last week, they were at fucking food banks, and I've been there. You know, there were times in my life when I was homeless, and, I've been there when you had to, like, reach out and say, you know, I need help. And these people really were desperate for food. I saw TSA agents, like, going to the food bank for – I mean, this poor woman was trying to grab as much food as she possibly could because she – and they interviewed her. She had kids.
When you I'd also like to say my sweetie goes out to all the people who have done what they can to help to reach out and help.
Yeah, I mentioned that last week as well, Breakman. There was a restaurant here in Denver that was offering, like, federal workers that were affected by the shutdown free meals every day. Yeah. And that was at a tremendous cost to that restaurant. But I hope that, that people would support those type of people that showed up big, the businesses, the people, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. Support those businesses. Those are the real fucking heroes, not Trump, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, not anybody in fucking government, but the people that stepped up.
I'm sick of all of them.
Yeah, I totally agree. They're all fucking worthless, but the most worthless, obviously, is the Orange Cheeto in Chief, but mm-hmm.
The Orange Chester Cheeto.
Yeah.
Don't assault Chester Cheeto like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Don't do that, man. He's worse than that. He's worse than the God, he's so bad. You know what? Freak Fight brings up a good point. I wish the Dems had Black Mirror Trump. I think it's the very first episode of Black Mirror.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it's a great episode. It really is. And it's
but they won't since they're Democrats.
Well,
Democrats are garbage.
Well, they are garbage. But and I'm glad that the Democrats did not give any money for a fucking border wall that doesn't do anything. Frank Senator did something mean to Cruz too. Oh, that's another good thing that happened. Senator Bennett, who I've had my issues with, and I have emailed him before. With some shit that wasn't right, but he did embarrass Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate. And if you guys get a chance to watch it, it's well worth watching. It's about 20 minutes long, and he basically said that Ted Cruz had got up there and, you know, was doing his normal stupid things, and Michael Bennett got up there and basically called him out for his crocodile tears. So I highly recommend watching that, but I agree with you. Those were my sweetos too, Breakman. Exactly. Roger Stone indicted. Government shutdown's over for now with no funding for that dumb wall that nobody supports. I put in the document. So, you know,
I think he finally noticed like all the, everyone starting to turn on him, and that was his problem. Like, he couldn't win, but it's only a temporary thing. And I'm wondering what's going to happen in this next few weeks.
We'll see, Breakman, but I don't see the Democrats breaking. For the first time in a long time, I don't think their donors are involved. So that's why they're having – like, see what happens when you don't have donors involved? You can actually get shit done, and you can actually fucking, you know, bully down a bully, because that's all Trump is. He was trying to bully his way to this fucking wall. And it didn't work because the Democrats were freed from their shackles, a.k.a. the donors, at least for the time being. We'll see how that plays out. If the stock market takes a turn and the corporate donors start bitching at the, you know, the Democrats that take money, there are certain Democrats that don't take corporate PAC money. Like, I know Ro Khanna is one. Ocasio-Cortez is another that doesn't take PAC money. Kamala Harris announced that she wasn't even, you know, I have my problems with Kamala Harris, but
she's got a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Like, when she announced she was running for president, I'm like, uh-oh.
Well,
like,
don't worry.
Because immediately, like, her stance on, Jewish faith like becomes an issue right away.
Yeah, I understand all that. She's definitely a lot better than Trump, I can say that. But she's still a corporate Democrat, even though she doesn't take corporate PAC money right now. I mean, her record as a prosecutor was not very good. She's very pro-cop. You know, when it comes to those type of things, like when cops do the wrong thing, like, I don't know, kill black men all the time and stuff like that, her record is very shoddy. But it's still, if I had a choice between her and Trump, obviously I'd pick her. But yeah. I'm going for somebody like Elizabeth Warren. If Bernie runs, then all bets are off. I'm with Bernie and that's it. Freak Five says, Dungeon says, I've never seen a senator do that to another senator on the floor. There have been a few instances of that, Dungeon. This just happens to be really high profile, and I'm glad he did it, and it makes me proud that he's from the state of Colorado. Now, we got another one that's a spineless piece of shit that I've written to named Corey Gardner.
What's the one on chat with the commercials and the train crossings? What?
Yes.
Hold on. Another piece of shit that we have here in Colorado is Corey Gardner, who votes with Trump 99% of the time but talks a big game. Freak Five says his sweeto as I beat a fucking train. I was about to cross the tracks when the warning lights came on, so I sped across. Frank doesn't want a wall because he's too old to climb the wall every time he gets deported.
Here's what a safety video about trains crossings would be for Frank. It'd be about Frank pulling out a bazooka and shooting a train.
Yes, that. Thank you. Freak 5 is exiled. It's not last week.
You could be safe
so.
If there are no trains.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, get with the program, all right? We're the only fucking country that really uses trains as a main point of transportation for like our energy sources and other things. Like there, I know there are other countries that do it, but we do it more than any other fucking country. We still fucking lug coal across the country in fucking trains. How stupid is that? So,
coal, the outdated energy source.
Yeah, exactly. The energy source that nobody gives a shit about anymore.
Outdated and completely unsafe for the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, he said Frank doesn't want a wall because he's too old to climb, and every time he gets deported. I am not too old to climb a 31-foot ladder there, Freak 5. I can still do that. So there you go. Dungeon says there are train crossings near me that have no barriers. They just flash lights. Yeah, they're just the same here. We have both. Freak 5 says, lol, if Bernie runs, she will need to leave Frank. She will never get elected to Frank as the first man. No. Hell no, that's a huge advantage for her if she runs.
Frank's the first man, and we're going to promote weed.
That'll be our platform. Weed is our platform.
How are you gonna prevent people from just associating you being a libertarian then?
There's plenty of ways, man. Just listen to this show for the past 10 years, Eric. I mean, that's how you can tell, man.
I have the best first husband ever.
She has the best first husband ever, she says, yes. And I agree. The leafy platform, Dungeon says, so there you go.
The leafy platform.
All right.
The leaf party.
Yeah, the leaf party. I like that. There you go. Eric, you're a sweeto.
Okay, I got a sweeto, for, like, two sweetos, actually. First would be my newest Patreon.
Oh!
And that would be Freak 5 Chaos.
Nice. Right on.
He's offering $10.
Nice.
That's a month deal.
That is really cool, Freak 5. Really appreciate that.
I don't see anything from him until next period, which is the start of next month. So
that's okay. That's a really good thing, man. I'm glad that Freak 5 took the time to do that. That's what it's all about.
Thank you much, Peter.
Yeah. Freak 5 says the new Green Party. Exactly. Weiland says they can run against DSP. He'll be old enough to run in 20. How dare you, Weiland? I would destroy DSP. I've actually invited DSP on the show before, to which I've gotten no reply. But I'd love to have DSP on the show.
At least he's not even making stupid excuses like he did when it came to, like, his Kickstarter promises.
Oh, man, yeah. He's, Jesus Christ. Exactly. The new Green Party.
So
that, I love that.
But anyways, the second sweeto
is
specifically, I don't want to turn this into a Mega Man podcast, but it has to be mentioned because it's a sweeto. But episode 26 of Mega Man Fully Charged is quite possibly a work of art because it features a representation of Mega Man you wouldn't expect, but they did it anyway.
Yeah.
But let's just say Mega Man 1 comes to mind.
Yeah.
And Break and me were going back and forth on Twitter about it, and the best part of this character is the cup on his head to emulate the fin on Mega Man's helmet.
That's cool. Freak 5 says it'll be a one-time donation. He'll cancel it after you get paid the first time, Eric, which is fine. That's really appreciate that, man. Weiland says you didn't give DSP his incentive, money. I could promise money, and then I could do like what he does and not give him any. That might be a way to get him on the show.
Well, that's fine, man. If it's a one-time, but like it may look like it was a month. But I think, you could just shut it off afterwards.
Yeah.
But
no, that's cool.
I was hoping he was saying like he was waiting until you're gonna cash it and then cancel it.
And cancel it so you don't get it.
You're on the way to
that's
the bank.
Fucked up.
Let me know when he's in there. All right,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, Dungeon Buster, it's pretty easy to find the episodes on YouTube. I as long as the person hasn't gotten like C and D, they should still be up.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, he says I must find this episode now.
The actual name of the episode was called This Man.
This is okay. This is interesting. Free Fight says Brake never gave me his PayPal info, so I gave his $10 to the Mouthy broadcast. Where's my fucking $10, Freak Five? Jesus Christ!
I was kind of hoping you were going to give it to Eric, but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate the offer. Just.
Oh man! All right. Let's see. So we did our Sweetos break, and I did. We had the same exact ones, which it didn't surprise me. But let's move on to. It's a free for all. Suck it! I like the end of that. It always says suck it. Free for all. Okay, we're getting back to kind of the skeptical topics on free for all. So this week I thought we would talk about, speaking of weed, straight talk about alternative medicine, homeopathy, herbs as medicine, etc. I've got some differing views on this type of stuff. Homeopathy, we've talked about. It's basically water in a jar or a bottle that people buy that has one millionth of whatever. They call it like the essence of, I don't know, anything from acetaminophen to fucking...
The essence of me? I'll give them a little drop of my blood in there.
You should do that on a Patreon, man. Like anybody that gives you like $10 a month or something, you give them an essence of you, and it's like your sweat in a jar or something. That might work, man. You might get away with that, break, man. No, but I'm seriously talking about alternative medicines. Okay, number one, homeopathy, which I just mentioned, but things like. And I've had acupuncture before. I don't know what the fuck acupuncture actually does. There's like no scientific, like, at least the studies that I viewed, there's been no proof that acupuncture does anything but stick needles into your fucking body. I mean, the only thing it does is prevent you from having the ability to donate plasma, as far as I can see. So, you know, things like that. Have you guys like had like those family members that say, oh, you should try this herb. This takes care of this ailment, like backaches. Like I can't tell you the number of people that I said, because I have really bad back problems. I've had multiple injuries on my lower back and upper back, whether it be car accident, work accidents. I've just had really bad luck with my back. And so I always get these people, whether they're family members or friends of friends, that always say, well, why don't you try... you know, this herb, you know, spearmint, if you drink a regimen of spearmint or whatever the fuck the herb is, you know, insert herb here. If you do that for a couple of weeks, you'll be like new. And I'm like, no, I won't. No, I won't. That type of shit never fucking works. Like, I mean, I'm sure that there are certain like herbs that are used in actual medicine that may, you know, be maybe kind of like, an analgesic and stuff like that. You know, Freak Five says placebo. Yeah, exactly. I said last week I was only giving money to Eric and Brake because Frank always changed. That's not true, Freak Five. I am very 100% accurate when I say what chat has to say. Just ask Wyland and Dungeon. How dare you? But yeah, I'm talking specifically about like stuff like that. Like, have you ever known those people that always have the cure for something? I'm not talking cancer or anything like that, because those people are fucking whack when they say that, you know, certain herbs like Chinese herbs can cure cancer and stuff. But there's always that person, that aunt or that uncle or that distant relative that has like the cure for gout or the cure for arthritis, or, you know, if you eat this in conjunction with this, then you know,
I had a gout once. My mom just told me to like run, like get a wet hot cloth and just dab it over my eye for a while. It worked, but like, yeah, it's a home remedy. It doesn't actually solve the problem, but it does make it less severe.
No, I think you're thinking of a sty. I'm talking about things like gout, which is in your feet and stuff.
Yeah, that's right? That's what it was. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Sty. There are things like if you have a sty, like hot like compresses kind of like relieve the pain. And I'm not talking about that. I mean, those are like common things that a doctor will tell you. You know, I'm talking about like, let's say for instance, you have arthritis in your knee. And somebody says, well, if you crush up some spearmint leaves and, you know, some, some guarangina, you know.
You'll probably just choke on that stuff.
Yeah, no. And you put it on there, that should take care of it right away. So, yeah, it's, you know, things like that that really piss me off. Did you see the story?
Really?
About...
Because I heard if you put bat guano in anything, it's a cure for everything.
But see, that's what I'm talking about.
You should go try it.
No, I
more realistic route.
I'm good on not putting bat shit on my fucking knees and hands.
Like in Resident Evil 4.
Why?
Yeah, why? Why don't you try it, Brick,
man?
I
just want to say bat guano.
Bat guano. I know it's kind of a fun word to say, huh? Bat guano.
What's the Resident Evil 2 first aid spray made out of?
Guano. It's made out of guano. That's what it's made out of. Monkey poop. That's what it's made out of. Freak Fighter says, did you see the story about the guy injecting his own semen to help his back pain? Oh, dear Lord.
I'm pretty sure injecting your own blood would probably be a better option. But
yeah. Wow, that sounds almost as harmful as people that inject Botox into their body. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Like the lip injections. Like, I just... Oh, man. Those are terrible.
So,
like, dear women, I know you do it because you think it makes you look better.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. Now,
you shouldn't, like, do that to yourselves. Like, I get the idea a lot of them do it because they want to, like, it's not because they're doing it to make themselves look better for a man. They're doing it to look better for themselves type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're making yourself look bad.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
I mean, it's like, yeah, exactly.
It can't be good for you.
It's definitely not good. It's a toxin. That's why it's called Botox. It's fucking...
just please, don't do that.
Yeah, don't inject that shit. There's been a lot of celebrities that come out and, you know, have said that.
Or you know, like colon cleanses with enemas and stuff. Coffee enemas.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. Coffee is a natural laxative, so it kind of works. But it's not like a... You can buy an enema in the fucking store with silica in it and shit. You know, if you need that, pay the extra, you know, buck.
Yeah, it's called the cost of... Suppositories.
Yeah, exactly. Freakwise says he's been listening to the Awaken Online series, which brought up a question for him. This and similar stories are about people playing virtual reality games where the players feel what happens to their characters. Wow. I think that's the next step in that type of gaming, though. It's like 4D type stuff. Weiland says, knee pain? Just put some ice on it, you dummy, for your health. I agree. Like, there are certain things like heat and cold and, you know, you know, there's like Asper cream and like shit, like actual medical shit you could put on your fucking knee to make it feel better. You know, like I for my back, I used to get these fucking lidocaine patches, which were at the time were super expensive. They were like hundreds of dollars for a box of these fucking patches, but they worked because it was fucking lidocaine. And now you can just go to the store and buy a fucking lidocaine patch. So, you know, for not nearly as much money. I mean, it's still rather expensive.
Is that like menthol or something?
No. It's lidocaine, dude. It's like the shit that people put in your teeth, like when you get your teeth drilled on and stuff. And it works. You just can't put it on all the time because it is fucking, you know, lidocaine. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, those people that say, well, yeah, if you mix sassafras root with, you know, dirt and you mash that up and you put it on your ass, you'll have less fucking pimples on your face. Yeah, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, when people...
Yeah, I've never really met anybody like that before.
That's
weird. At least nobody's told me about that kind
of stuff.
You
haven't had that family member that's given you advice on how to take, like, maybe you don't complain about pain that often, Brake, but like I've always had people that say, oh yeah, if you do peppermint with some weird herbs and you eat that, you know, daily for a week, you'll get rid of that headache in no time, or that back pain, or whatever the fuck it is. It's like, no, if I take aspirin, that kind of works, and if I put lidocaine, that really works, and you know, shit like that. Let's see. And sometime the book brings up the issue of rape in the game, mostly to show how bad the villains are. So my question is, if we get games like this in the future, should we create laws that punish people in real life for some crimes committed in a game? The answer to that is absolutely not, because it's a fucking video game. And if you're not hurting any other person, including yourself, then there's no crime committed. That's kind of a thought crime type thing. Freak Five.
I disagree.
You disagree. You think that if you do something in a game, it's as equal to real life.
Yeah, but based on what Freak was actually talking about, then yeah, I think it makes sense to disagree with you.
Well,
because he's saying these people could feel what they could feel in the game.
Oh, well, yeah, and if that's the case, like if you're causing harm to somebody else?
And then I also brought up the issue of psychological trauma.
Psychological trauma as well. Like if there's not, I mean, if it should, the same rules should apply. If you're playing one of those games and stuff like that, and you know, no is no, and it is no, not no is yes. Like some guys like to think for whatever reason. And it's funny that you bring that up. I was just talking about the movies I Spit on Your Grave, Freak Five. I highly recommend that people watch the remakes. You know. Whatever. But yeah, I agree. Like if there's pain in the game and you're causing pain to another person, then
what if it's to an NPC?
No, because there's, I mean, an NPC is not going to, you know, it's not a person. Unless you're a person playing an NPC.
And how graphic are we getting on this too?
Like, does that matter at this point?
I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, like for instance, remember Hot Coffee, like how that was this big horrible thing, like, oh my god, like, oh, there's sex and there's oral sex and stuff like that, and then when we finally saw what Hot Coffee
was,
was
like, wow, that's what people are up in arms. Like,
oh really, yeah. This is what they're upset about?
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you, Freak Five. If you do it to another player, he says rapists should be punished. Yeah, if you can feel, you know, if they have games like that where you can feel pain and suffering, and you intentionally cause suffering to someone else, and it's something like rape, or you know, on up to like hurting somebody, like even hurting, like punching somebody should be a crime. Like that's not cool.
I mean, I don't think we're that long from that kind of technology though, because you know, like the when it comes to sex, there are people like that always on top of that kind of newest technology.
Yeah, there is.
Look at how they keep working on the sex robots, for instance. Like, Like the perverts, usually aren't that dumb. They're just
this is why AI is so fucking interesting to me, guys, and why I'm terrified of AI. Like AI. I always think of like that movie Ex Machina as like a horror movie, and I've had people disagree with me, but if you look at it from my perspective and like the possibilities of AI and what it's capable of, like the possibilities are endless, and if they ever get out of control a la Skynet, I mean, that shit to me is fucking scary. So yeah, this is getting into different territory that hopefully you know, there would be parameters around shit like that where you could specifically select the amount of interaction. You know, at least I hope that that's how it would be. Dungeon says AI can beat humans at StarCraft 2 now. See, that shit's fucking, that's insane. That's crazy, Dungeon, and I don't want any part of that. Like, that's, it's like they ate that, like they were experimenting with AI in chess. And chess is a very interesting game, and it tells a lot about a person when you're playing that type of game. They have AI programs that can play chess really fucking well, and it's really eerie to think, like, if you could put that type of intelligence into a robot form and that robot ever broke free a la Westworld. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Westworld before, but I highly recommend watching it. It's fucking crazy, and it scares the shit out of me. Like, maybe next week we'll talk about AI, because we can get a little more in depth, but I think that's kind of all the time that we have for.
Well, I just gotta say, if the AI takes over the world, I welcome that. It's got to be better than Trump.
Yeah. Well, you never know, man. Maybe the AI will just rape all of us.
It could be. I have no mouth and I must scream.
That's another possibility.
I guess it could turn into Skynet, but
Skynet or
Trump would turn into Skynet if he could.
Trump is fucking Skynet right now. It's like the closest we've had to Skynet, man. You know?
He's the dumb Skynet.
Or when Ned Flanders turned into Skynet.
Yeah, he's the stupid Skynet.
He's stupid Net.
Yeah, stupid Net. We got stupid Net as the president right now. All right, guys, let's do our plugs. Let's start with you, Breakman.
You follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter. And no, that's it.
All right, that's it. I thought you had something else there for a second. I was going to be like shocked, man. All right, Eric, your plugs.
My plugs would be sites I've written reviews for, like this week on Totally GN. I have reviews of Psychedelica of the Ashen Hawk, and there's one more, but I don't see it. It must have gotten slipped past, but there was another one. But
so what are the websites? Check out the website. Just check out the website. You'll find Eric's work there. He does really, really good written reviews. So what else, Eric?
But then there's my Patreon. If you like what I've wrote on those various websites, then you want to support me financially, even so much as a dollar would help. My Patreon is in my Twitter profile, and you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
Yeah, yeah, at EricRPG.
And then I also include it in the summary for the episode.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I personally await the rise of our future robot overlords. No, that is like probably one of the few fears that I have is AI, man. It scares the shit out of me. That reminds me, To Serve Man is a good Twilight Zone episode. That's a great episode, Dungeon.
Which episode is that? That's what I was asking.
He just told you, To Serve Man.
What is the episode about?
You can kind of guess from the title, dude. It's like robots going haywire, basically.
I'm trying to remember it. Like, I've seen, I think, most, if not all, Twilight Zone episodes. I'm sure you've seen it.
He says the one when aliens came to Earth and gave us the cure for cancer tech and good stuff and offered to take people to their planet. But obviously with a catch, Dungeon, if it's the one that I'm thinking of. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, anything else, Eric?
I think I know.
Did you have anything else, Eric, before I went on to mine?
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on seeing A Silent Voice in the theaters on Thursday. Okay. So, prepare, like, expect a review.
Okay. Dungeon says they left a book behind and people tried to translate.
And I might actually see Glass and finally give a review for that movie. Yeah. I'm curious now because, like, I wonder if it's really as bad as some people say.
Maybe
it's just bad, but like, I want to know if it's just bad or if it's like super bad. Yeah.
I totally remember that episode now, Dungeon. He said, "Break." He says they left a book behind, and people tried to translate it. When they finally did, it was literally a recipe book on how to serve man. But by then, it was too late. Great episode.
But I want to know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, The Simpsons did a spoof of that episode. Yeah. I remember that now. Okay, yeah.
What were you saying?
I wanted to ask a question. Should I see Vice? Has anybody seen Vice?
Wait for DVD, dude. Wait for DVD. I heard good things, but just
his sigh sounds like you shouldn't even wait for DVD. Like, wait for it's like
it's about
on television, and you're too lazy to change the channel.
Look, you and I both, Breakman, lived through the fucking Bush Cheney years. Like, it's about Dick Cheney.
I can't reach the remote. Yeah, I know. Right. Actually, I've heard it's really good. Yeah.
It's like on one hand, it's like a dark comedy, but it's also a social commentary. But it's also reminding me of an era I'd rather forget.
Yeah, that's true too. All right, my plugs are as follows. Thanks, everybody in chat. Looks like
I don't think it'd make for good theater viewing, but
yeah, I agree. Just wait till DVD.
I mean, I'd rather like watch it, and then like if I get bored, I could stop watching it and then get back to it later.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody in chat. It looks like another TV viewer was in chat. Thanks for joining, Apricot Droopfruit. Love that name. Cogwhistle was in there. He's been in there. He or she has been in there a few times. Commander Root, Electrical Longboard. Bernie was in chat. What's up, Bernie? Host _ giveaway, which I think is just a spammy one. Maybe not. I don't know. Prove me wrong. Matt Mon Gaming was in there. Thank you for joining. Positivity Bot. Our good friend Dungeon in there. I know Wyland was in there for a short time. He probably had to go work. Slow Cool, thank you so much for joining. And Freak 5 Chaos, I didn't see you in there, but I know you were in there. So thanks for joining. And special thanks to Freak 5 for donating to Eric's Patreon for the month. That was really cool. Really, really appreciated. I'm sure Eric really appreciates that. So thank you
so much. Try to help me find people that will be more permanent members.
Yeah, that would be cool. Even $1 a month. Like $1 a month would be cool if you could get like 20, 30, 40, you know, 100 people.
At least I'll have $16 to spend something on next month.
Yeah, that's really cool. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow the show, as Breakman said, RP Grinders on Twitter. If you have anything for the show, Breakman would love to read your comments, you know, your questions, anything like that. If you have a would you rather or anything like that, I mean, he basically looks every week for the comments and he will mention every single one on the show. Freak 5's still there. So yeah, I didn't see in the list of chatters, but I knew you were there, Freak 5. But
I think you're avoiding him now. I think you're mad.
I'm not mad. I'm not bitter at all that he offered you $10 and then Eric $10 and then me nothing. I'm not bitter at all at Freak 5 Chaos. Exiled, you son of a bitch. But no,
I didn't think he was serious for one thing, but like I think that's grade A trolling.
Oh, right, this there is breaking news, guys. Dungeon says, it looks like Sanders is getting ready to announce another run. All bets are off. I said I would vote for Bernie Sanders in a second over anyone else.
Oh, my
else.
God. I hope it's Colonel Sanders. Please mean Colonel Sanders.
At this point, he's as old as Colonel Sanders. So, you know, I tried to get the Colonel Sanders Funko, but they sold out of them. But anyways.
You get, like, all versions of him now, like can I get the Norm MacDonald version of him?
I wish, dude. I'm sure that's the next step.
The
right now,
Rob Lowe version.
Yeah, the Rob Lowe version.
Rob Riggle. I've just been reminded of the absolutely ridiculously priced Dark Souls.
It's really, really stupid.
$500/pounds, depending on where you're getting it.
Dungeon says, I want the Mugen version of Colonel Sanders. The Mugen version is kick-ass, man, if you've ever seen that game. But anyways, thanks everybody in chat. Thanks everybody on the archives that's listening. If you're on the archives, give us a shout-out on Twitter, at RP Grinders. Let us know
I wonder how much just the
Eric, hang
book,
on.
The art book is.
If you're listening on the archives, you know, make sure you shout us out on Twitter at RP Grinders. Let us know where you're listening from, and we'll give you a personal shout out on the show for sure. So thanks so much. Really appreciate everybody. Thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out, I guess, kind of.
And vote for Bernie.
Yeah. And vote for Bernie.
Maybe kind of.
Vote for Bernie.
We're going.
Bernie Frank.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Dungeon Buster's going on a food quest after Grinders.
I totally am too.
Me too. I think spaghetti. Yeah. Can't stand spaghetti.
I promise Mrs. Grapeman Mexican.
Oh, going out to get Mexican food, huh? Yeah, that's racist. I don't know how that's racist. I just said it. Later, everybody.